101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this set of Monday. It's over now. And coming up next is...
Whoa. I'm taking things apart here. It's over.
It's over.
It's sad.
Coming up next is Gary's show.
Exploding Head Movies.
It's just such a long name, Gary.
Oh, yeah. It's all those syllables. It's
just hard.
Atrocious.
2 years I've known you as Radio Free Gak.
I'm still trying to get Christopher Frific to write like a counterpoint rebuttal thing for a minute. Just sort of like, why did you change the name?
Oh, that'd be really good. That would be a good PSA.
Yeah. It'd be one of those things I'd start off the show with and like, sorry. And then go with the actual name.
Well... But you're coming up next.
And then
there's the jazz show.
The jazz show with Kevin Walker.
And then there's a new show called Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, which is how I feel right now. So
with Rob Previtt, Midnight.
Rob Previtt, who is a master of making PSAs. He's responsible for all sorts of good stuff happening at the station.
He is a PSA meister.
Nice guy. Nice guy. And then I'm going to play the Cab Radio promo. Which you've heard a million times. I'm sorry. It's just, it's written down. I have to do it.
You want to play it.
I want to play
it. You want to play the Cab Radio thing.
I just...
As I sort of dote from your left side. Over to the right side here.
Wait, that's so weird. It's actually in different sides of my...
The right side. Yeah, I think the panning is set differently here. So as you can see as I sort of talk over here at this point, I'm just panning across all your speakers. So all you people listening at headphones right now are cars. Things are going rather awry.
This is wonky.
No, I'm playing some wonky later.
Wacky, wacky. Okay, so to conclude the show, I'm going to play a makeup video tape song because they might be going on tour with You Say Party, We Say Die, which is what I just played. So wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, and because I've been playing tons of New York stuff and because all I ever think about is whether or not I'm moving to New York, I'm going to play... Lotus in New York. And this song just got put on there's a Harry Nilsson blog.
What?
It's like a whole website devoted to him, and they just posted this week.
Like a cover or what?
No, they posted Make a Videotape does a cover. I guess Loaded is in New York. It's a cover of Harry Nilsson.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
And they just got like put on this blog for all these covers. And the person who read it was like, don't think your computer's broken. It's supposed to sound like that.
That's intentional.
Okay. It really is. I'll see you guys next week, metaphorically. It's not playing, and I forgot to play the PSA first.
Mute. This just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cab Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cab Radio.
Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door.
I am more than I'm at your back door. Even on the soul of me, where I always wanted to be. For the first time I'll be here in New York City.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim, again, Stereo Lab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
All right, there was Bibio, and that was the Lone remix of All the Flowers. And All the Flowers originally came out on last year's Ambivalence Avenue record, but you can find that on the EP that came out afterwards, and that was called The Apple and the Tooth, which features four remixes, four original songs, including the title track, and then a whole series of remixes there. And he's part of the Warp Stable, a fantastic label full of wonderful and great music there. And yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he's up to next. I know he had a couple appearances on some compilations as of late, including a cover or two. And yeah, here's hoping. So, welcome. It is yet another episode of Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired show here on UBC's gussied up and pretty like community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak. This show used to be called Radio Free Gak, much to everyone's apparent preference, but Exploding Head Movies is the way of the future, and the way of the future will not be stopped. And speaking of future, I'll be here with you until 9 p.m. You can call the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So we got the Oscar announcements last week, and as most people successfully pegged last week, I did play what turned out to be the one of the nominated scores, and that was Michael Giacchino's work for the Pixar film Up. So tonight we're actually going to listen to Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders' score to the movie apparently came out 2008, but it's qualified this year for several awards. I think it's up for 9 nominations, and that would be The Hurt Locker. But we'll listen to that towards the end of the show. Otherwise, we've got the wide array of wonderful stuff here, but we're actually going to kick things off with a couple of the songs that were nominated for the Best Original Compositions for a Cinematic Work. And both of them come from the latest Disney, the animated Disney film, a traditional cell animation film. Really got minimal exposure. I don't know if it's a case of everyone being into the computer graphics and whatnot, but this would be The Princess and the Frog. And it sort of fits in because it is the Super Bowl time, and of course everybody's new favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, took that, so who dat indeed. So we're going to listen to a couple tracks here. I have to do a little thing with the... I know that everyone did the Fun Drive thing last November, and at some point, a little bit of repairs are required here. So what you may have heard during the Bibio track, there's a little bit of a one-channel madness there, so for the benefit of several listeners, I held on to the left jack. So we're just switching over to the other one here. And the score to The Princess and the Frog was, of course, I'm pronouncing almost like Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. You're listening to CITR.
And score was written by a longtime Pixar scorer, Randy Newman. And he's had a long history with Louisiana folks. So at this point, he managed to get a few people to sing some songs for it. Both of these are nominated for Best Song. And, of course, Dr. John is a longtime Louisiana musician. And we'll kick things off with the two songs from The Princess and the Frog. So here's Dr. John with Down in New Orleans.
Way down on the river, where the the sugar barons and the cotton kings. Rich people, poor people, all got dreams. Dreams do come true in New Orleans.
Songs are from the film The Princess and the Frog, and we just heard there Anika Noni Rose, and that is Almost There, written by Randy Newman. And before that, we heard Dr. John with Down in New Orleans. And Anika Noni Rose is she's American. She's a Broadway singer there. She performed in the Broadway productions of Caroline or Change. And she also appeared in Dreamgirls and, of course, The Princess and the Frog. So both of those are up for Best Song nominations in this year's Oscars. The Oscars will be held on March 7th, the day after I turn 34. And that's right. So at this point right now, I think the wheels have sort of fallen off the bus here right now, since we had to play that in double mono. So I'm going to try to see if I can do some quick salvaging of what I currently have played here. So we get in stereo, and I don't have to actually bend over down by the iPod hookup. But yeah, let's listen to this PSA first, and I'm going to scramble and see what I can do here.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you care.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. Coming up now is a Canadian act that had about one album release and a couple brief little hiccups here and there in Toronto before sort of folding. But out of the ashes of Europe in Color came the act Digits that features Alt Altman. But one of the best things that he did is he came up with... he actually released the last two songs that Europe in Color had, and they're just like MP3s on the Digits. I think it's digits-music.com. So this was never released, but it would have been self-released if it would have come out. So this is Europe in Color here with Cold Reaction, and we're going to see right now if we have some stereoscopic sound.
I know.
MacGyvered a solution there, so suddenly this sounds all wonderful and professional-like again, as opposed to, like, the first half hour of my first ever show. So, yeah, you'll be spared the double mono. You'll be spared having the microphone pointing the wrong way. Hey, it's college radio. But, yeah, that was Million Young with Mien, spelt M-I-E-N, and you can find that off of last year's Be So True EP, which came out through Arcade Sound, and he's sort of part of the Chillwave movement that sort of bubbled in the past little while. I'm not sure if it's peaked yet or not, because it seems like there's still a couple things there, but there's already like a quick backlash, because God knows we can't have a trend last longer than 3 weeks again now, can we? But at this point right now, he is going to be starting up a tour back in his native Florida. He's being starting off in West Palm Beach. Canadians in Toronto will be able to see him March 14th at Wrong Bar. And as you may have heard earlier when Bex and Eyes was chatting, we're both going to South by Southwest. And guess what? I guess Million Young will be there too, at least as advertised on his website. You're listening to CITR here in Vancouver. Yes, a MacGyvered solution is here. We are sounding fine. But yeah, let's keep a little bit with a chillwave vibe here. And this next act had been performing live for a bit, and he actually inspired some of the acts like Washed Out and Neon Indian to a certain extent. And this is Toro y Moi. It's a stage, or the alias for a guy by the name of Chazwick Bundick. And it was originally out of South Carolina, but at this point, he's still in the South there. And he's been recently signed to Car Park Records. So when he's going throughout Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, all those wonderful southern states. Yes, this album came out just in the tail end of 2009. Some places were recording it in 2010. Actually, no, it was announced December 2009. I'm sorry. And this album actually is coming out in 2 weeks. So from his causers of this album through Car Park Records, here's Toro y Moi, spelled T-O-R-O-Y-M-O-I. This is Blessa.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people.
including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Thank you.
That is the somewhat anonymous collective known as Feathers, although Dusted magazine, one of the online little things for I keep track of music of, indicates that this is an 8-member collective out of Montague, Massachusetts. But otherwise, they try to hide everything else. And that song by Feathers was called Weird Summer. Looks like at this point, they're not totally signed. They do have a single recording apparently called, I can't even say it, Gnomozoic Live, which was just a 4-track capture of band practice once. But you can find that off their MySpace. They're unsigned. Hope we get to hear a little bit more. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gak. And coming up now, this guy is in town tomorrow. He'll be playing at the Fortune Sound Club. He's on the Ninja 2 label, but he's based out of Santa Monica here. And this would be Daedalus, otherwise known as Alfred Darlington. So off of his 2008 album, Love to Make Music To, here's Daedalus, named after the Greek god of something or other. And this is called Fairweather Friends.
Hey!
who'll be spinning or playing at the Winter Olympic Celebration Ceremony up in Whistler on February 18th. And for those of you who are still in town, he will also be at David Lamb Park at the corner of Pacific Boulevard and Drake Street on February 19th. And that's Toronto's own Dead Mouse. And that song was This Noise, and that's the original mix of his 2007 single. And the man with the big mouse head is he's making quite an impressive name for himself. Every time he spins something, releases something, it's fantastic there. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. We're going to do a slightly remixed version of the Pendulum Restaurant since we have a strong endorsement coming in from one of our lovely DJs here.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
My top three favorite things about the Pendulum are, number one, their peanut butter bars, which are the best peanut butter bars in the whole world, and I've heard that the lemon bars are good too. Number two, their sandwiches and the quesadillas and most everything they make for lunch, because it's all really delicious and it comes with a salad. And number three, they have breakfast until 11 a.m. every morning, so no matter how early you get to school, you can still go there. And they're open till like 9 o'clock, maybe? I don't even know, but I go all the time, and they're the best place to eat in the sub.
Thanks, Miss Sandler. And that is the Pendulum here in the Student Union Building. And out in the background here, we're listening to some great Toronto. This is a great Toronto act called Elvis Bossa Nova, and as you can tell, all Elvis covers done bossa nova style. And this is Are You Lonesome Tonight? You're listening to CITR Vancouver. Here coming up is a former Montrealite who killed in the DJ World Championships at the age of 15. And he's made such a name for himself right now. And that would be A-Track. He's brothers with Chromeo, ran a label there for a bit. And at this point, he's been spinning with Kanye West, scratching away as well, too. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to his 2008 single, Say Whoa, and that'll be the original mix, and then we'll cut into what we'll call a little bit of wonkiness here.
And then they get down on the floor. say whoa. They hear the bass and they say whoa. And then they get down on the floor. We'll be right back.
And there's LaRue there with In for the Kill with the fantastic remix that you'll hear any sort of dubstep night. And that's a Scream's Let's Get Ravey remix. And LaRue is the duo of Eleanor Jackson and then Ben Langmaid, and they're out of the UK. And her debut album, the self-titled album, is fantastic. And, of course, everyone just makes a deal about her hair. And, of course, Scream, you know, I think he's even younger than Eleanor himself. And that's Oliver Jones from West Wickham, the London borough of Bromley. Such a young guy. But I've seen him twice. And, yeah, that track, he actually has an extended remix that just slams down that last minute hard. And it's fantastic stuff there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
That's right, Fred Schneider, B-52s, a fantastic man. Yeah, we're still a couple, one set away from our soundtrack profile, and that would be the soundtrack to The Heart Locker. But we'll continue with a little bit of the dubstep, grime, funky noise here. And this is Callum Dom, better known as Mount Kimby, and this comes off of last year's Maybe's 12-inch through Hot Flush Records. I played a track several months ago, I think. I haven't actually burdened you with a full dubstep show, just to spare you. I think there's a little bit of programming that we're ready, although maybe explore some of the older dub roots first before we get into that. But anyways, this is Mount Kimby, and off Maybe's, this is the song Vertical. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Zombie and that mysterious Londoner song, Strange Fruit, which you can find as the B-side to his 2008 single Liquid Dancehall. And before that, slightly less mysterious, and that would be Hayoka, the alias of Bay Area DJ composer Andre Olenev, and from his 2009 album Gate Code, that was Flying Dub Sauce here. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies. If you are a friend of CITR, this is what you can do along the drive.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home, then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing, and you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
was There Will Be Bombs. Part of the Hurt Locker soundtrack by Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders, and up for an Oscar for Best Original Score for this year's Oscars. And this is what we'll do here for Exploding Head Movies, is we'll listen to a few of the cues that the two men have provided. And they've worked together, Beltrami and Sanders, since 1997. And what happens is Beck Sanders deals with more of the electronic sides of things, and he actually does the production work, and Beltrami primarily does the compositions and whatnot. They started working together. They did actually some incidental work with 310 to Yuma, and they also did the work for Max Payne. But for The Hurt Locker, they sort of continued along that vein, except they had a bigger, stronger collaboration with some huge, meaty digital textures here. And the Hurt Locker film itself, I'm surprised it's not playing in the theaters right now here in Vancouver, because everything at this point, it's up for 9 Oscars, along with The Avatar. The Avatar, of course, that movie. And there's always a weird subtext between The Avatar and The Hurt Locker at this point, since the directors for both films used to be married to each other. So James Cameron from Avatar used to be married to Catherine Bigelow. And at this point right now, based on the directorial awards that have been handing out as of late, Bigelow's been actually getting it. So there's a chance that Catherine will actually become the first female director to win an Oscar for the film. But what we'll do is listen to a few more cues here by Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders. And what we'll do right now is we will listen to Goodnight Bastard, and then we'll listen to Oil Tanker Aftermath, and we'll see if we have some time yet for Body Bomb afterwards. But yes, here is the soundtrack to The Hurt Locker. And there we heard, oh no, I lost the song there. That was Body Bomb. And we started that set off with Goodnight Bastard. Then we heard Oil Tanker Aftermath. And then, yes, closed with Body Bomb. And those all come from Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders' score to The Hurt Locker, the second nomination that we've profiled here on Exploding Head Movies for Best Original Score. And what we'll do next week is we'll look at Hans Zimmer's Vec for Sherlock Holmes. But that's about it here, since it is 9 o'clock. We'll give Gavin some time to prep here as you are about to experience the wonder that is the jazz show. Then coming up at midnight is Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So if you get a chance, make sure you can pull this show up as a podcast. And as I said, the difficulties you heard at the beginning of the podcast, you could sort of scramble around that a bit. You heard some mono, you heard some double mono, you heard some other fantastic things. It's all good. It's all good. Just catch the podcast from CITR.ca. And if not, you can always catch the from my website as well, to GAC.ca. I still have to sort of overhaul the site to actually incorporate the new show name. But at this point, the XML feeds are up to date, and everything is great that way. So enjoy yourselves. I know the Olympians in town and all the tourists, it looks like a bit more lively out there. Some people are concerned. Some people are ecstatic. I think we're just going to roll with it. So come Friday, you are going to experience, I guess, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Vancouver. So keep on and carry calm.
Ah! Ah! What?